Now, inflammation. Inflammation is a response of surrounding tissue to injury. What kind of injury? Any kind of injury. So, cut yourself, bang yourself with a hammer, take drugs, strangle the tissue, cut it off, breathe in carbon monoxide. It doesn't matter what it is, your body's going to respond the same way. Inflammation. Now, what it does is allow substances in the blood to enter tissue. That's why you have the increase in membrane permeability. Now, what kind of stuff is in blood that we would want to get into tissue? White blood cells. What else? Not antioxidants so much. Antibodies, complement cascade, clotting factors. So there's a number of things that are inside our blood that we want to get out. And when we increase that vascular permeability, it allows those things to get out to help repair the damage and fight any infection. Oh, look, there they are. Now, the purpose of inflammation, number one, is neutralize and eliminate offending agents. Whether it's a thorn, a splinter, a virus, a fungus, a parasite, a bacteria, whatever it is, we want to get rid of it. The next one is we want to destroy necrosed tissue. What does this word necrosed mean? Dead. And then we want to prepare tissue for repair. Without inflammation, the body cannot heal. All right, now, the clinical features, the clinical manifestations of edema, there are four classic ones plus one. The four classic ones are redness, heat, pain, swelling. So, the swelling is our word for edema. What's the fun word for redness? Erythema. That's the Greek word for red. So, erythema. Also where we get the word erythrocyte, erythro, red, cyte, cell, red cell. And then the last one is altered function. So organs that are inflamed do not function normally. But our four classic signs and symptoms, what are they? Redness, pain, heat, and swelling, plus altered function. All right, so let's talk about how those four symptoms come about. So the first thing what we're going to get is dilation of local arterioles. What's an arteriole versus an artery? They're the smallest arteries, right before you get to the capillaries. Now, if we vasodilate, what's going to happen to them? What's going to go through them? More or less of blood? More blood. And what did we say that blood does to our skin? Heats it up. So we have more blood flow, it's going to be hotter. That's where the heat comes from. Now, what color is blood? Red. So that's why redness or erythema. So from that one little thing, dilation of arterioles, you're going to get redness and heat. Now, we're also going to get increased vascular permeability, which is going to allow what to happen? Proteins will leak into the interstitial fluid. What follows those proteins? Water. And that's going to cause our swelling. Now, the pain is a little bit more complicated. And so we're going to have to leave that one for a little while. Now, at the same time, the viscosity of local blood increases. What is viscosity? The thickness. So blood will actually become a little bit thicker, a little more like toothpaste, a little less like water, just a little. And that will slow the blood flow down. That slow blood flow allows white blood cells more time to get out of the blood vessels and into the tissue. Now, the cellular aspects of inflammation. So far, what we've really talked about is mostly chemicals, right? So, cells. White blood cells are going to call what's marginate and emigrate. Now, imagine for a moment that you're flying down the road, trying to get here on time this morning, I-95, and your exit lane is coming up. What do you need to do? You need to get to the right side of the road, begin to slow down, and then exit. So margination is when you go to the side of the road, go to the margin of the blood vessel. So margination just means go from the center to the edge, to the margin. And then emigration is leaving the blood vessel and entering the tissue. There's some other synonyms for emigration. Extravasation and diapedesis are also words for that. So if you see those words, that's what they mean. Extravasate means anything that leaves the blood vessel and enters the tissue is called extravasating. So if you give an IV fluid and it starts leaking, that would be called extravasation. Diapedesis refers to the way that it squeezes through the gaps. And dia means two, ped means foot. So it squeezes into two little parts, and they call those 2 feet, I guess. Now, chemokines. What's the motto for Fruit Loops? Follow your... We have a man who knows his Fruit Loops. Follow your nose. It always knows. Do you remember that commercial? He pretends like you don't know, but you know. All right, so have you ever known someone who just had like an amazing sense of smell? They'd be like, someone's got food. And they track it down and they find it. Okay. Well, that's kind of what chemokines are. Chemokines are a chemical scent that is released at the site of inflammation. It gets into the blood and it allows white blood cells to know that there's something going on. Those white blood cells will go, oh, there it is, and they'll find it. And that's how they get to the site of inflammation. So what's a chemokine? It's a chemical scent that attracts white blood cells. The process is called chemotaxis. So think of it as a chemical that's like a taxi that brings white blood cells to the place, chemotaxis. And it's gradient driven, which means that the more the concentration of chemokines, the more white blood cells you're going to have in that area. Now, cytokines, cyto means, what does cyto mean? Cell. So cytokine is a chemical that affects cells. So chemicals that alter a cell's function is called a cytokine. So in order for those capillary cells to relax the gaps and increase their permeability, something had to tell them to do that, right? And the something that told them to do that was called a cytokine. Once the white blood cells get to the area, what do you want them to do? Attack, kill. And something tells them to do that, right? What is that something called? A cytokine. Yes, little chemical messengers. The white blood cells. So cytokines, there's different ones, but cytokines direct the process. They say increase cell permeability, vasodilate. Cells come here, cells attack. All right, here's kind of a diagram of it. Now, here, this is the inside of the blood vessel. This is the outside of the blood vessel. Notice that the white blood cell has come to the edge of, the white blood cells come to the edge of the blood vessel. And see these little things that are sticking out here? These are called CAMs, cellular adhesion molecules. So have you ever seen a movie where someone falls into the river and they're being dragged down the river and there's a waterfall and they're going to die? And so they reach out, here, grab hold, let me save you. And they reach hold and grab, pull them in. You ever seen that? Okay. Well, that's what cellular adhesion molecules, or CAMs, do. They allow the white blood cell to grab on to the edge of the artery and get out. So as it gets out, notice how it flattens and then squishes through. This is why they call it the diapedesis. Because it's got a foot. I guess it's like that. And then once it's out, it starts doing stuff. All right, now, inflammation versus immunity. The two things are very much related, but there's a difference between them. How does the body respond to any injury? Inflammation. So inflammation is what we call nonspecific. It reacts exactly the same way no matter what the injury is. Immunity is very, very specific, and it only reacts to certain things, usually foreign substances. So we call immunity adaptive because it adapts to the individual pathogens that it might encounter. Now, inflammation allows immunity to happen, and immunity controls inflammation. So it's kind of like a chicken and egg kind of thing. Well, which one is first? Well, they help each other. So you can't have one without the other. Repeat after me. You can't have one without the other. Yeah. How many of you knew that was Frank Sinatra singing that? Yeah, love and marriage. All right, mediation of inflammation. Now, in order to control inflammation, we have to have cytokines and chemokines. These are some of the things that control inflammation. It is a very complex process, probably even more complex in some ways than the neurological system. There's four basic classes of molecule. First one is vasoactive. What does vasoactive mean? Vessel active effects. So vasoactive affecting blood vessels. Amines. What's an amine? It is a chemical that has an amine group. What is an amine group look like? Someone needs to go back to a chemistry class, huh? It's like got an N and it's got some H's on it. All right, so look it up. Histamine is the number one here. Histamine causes swelling and inflammation. In the movie Hitch, when his face all swells up, that's primarily being caused by histamine. Histamine is a very dramatic response. You know, so histamine causes swelling and edema. All right, plasma enzyme products. These are things that are in the plasma, floating around in your blood, that mediate inflammation. So things like clotting factors, complement, and factor 12. We also have what we call arachidonic acid metabolites. Now, arachidonic acid is floating around in your blood waiting to be turned into something useful. Think of it as a transformer, more than meets the eye. So in its inactive state, it doesn't do anything. But it can be converted into three substances. Prostaglandins, thromboxanes, and leukotrienes. Now, prostaglandins do a lot of things. We'll talk about them in a bit more detail. Thromboxanes affect platelet aggregation, and leukotrienes cause pain and inflammation. So do prostaglandins, but all three of these things will affect inflammation.
It affects platelet what?
Aggregation, sticking together. Now, miscellaneous cell products, this is the other category. Because originally there were these things, and they said, oh yeah, there's some more stuff that we're discovering. So in the other category, we have tumor necrosis factor. We have nitric oxide. Have you ever heard of nitric oxide before? It's very popular these days. We have selectins, integrins, ICAMs, and VCAMs. What is CAM? Cellular adhesion molecule. It's how the white blood cells get out of the artery. And interleukins. Now, do you need to memorize all of these things? No. You do need to know that inflammation is mediated by chemicals. You do need to know histamine. You will need to know prostaglandins and leukotrienes because we have drugs that affect them. And you need to know what clotting factors and complement are, but we'll go into those in more detail. All right, this is just an example of how incredibly complex the inflammatory system can be. This is a mast cell. Now, it produces all of these different things, which in turn affect all of these other different processes. So we have one cell that can put out more than 17 different chemicals, which can affect multiple cells in multiple ways. Incredibly complex. We're just going to skim the surface. Okay? That's all we need to get from this slide. All right. It's also just another example. Histamine affects all of these different cells. So one of those chemicals out of those 17 affects all of these different things and causes all of these things to happen. Again, just wanting to illustrate that this is a very complex process. And again, here's how histamine works.